Reporters got a rare glimpse inside a temporary shelter for migrant children in far west Texas on Friday. The facility opened in June as a series of huge tents on a remote stretch of desert just north of the Mexican border. Its capacity has rapidly expanded since then and can now contain up to 3,800 children. Monica Ortiz-Uribe tells us what's driving the need for more shelter space and what it's like inside.
Workers trim grass beneath a pecan orchard outside tiny Tornillo, Texas. There's not much out here beyond farmland. Down the way is a border crossing into Mexico, and next to it you can see the triangular tops of giant tents. The shelter currently houses 1,500 immigrant teenagers, primarily from Central America.
No photos, no recording on the inside. I appreciate you sticking to that.
Before entering the facility, a government official orders reporters to put away their technology. This is as far as my microphone will go.
Anybody of you try to sneak something, it will catch you before I can ask you to leave.
The shelter is spread out in an L-like shape, with two segregated wings, one for boys and another for girls. Shelter staff dart about in four-wheeled utility vehicles. It's run like a mini-city with its own ambulances, firefighters, urgent care clinic, and a sanitation crew. At both ends are soccer fields. The teens, ages 13 through 17, sleep on bunk beds in large air-conditioned tents. Friday's lunch menu was red tamales, refried beans, and rice. Migrant children are spending more time in the shelter system, an average of 59 days, twice as long as last year's average. That's straining capacity at roughly 100 federally funded shelters nationwide and created the need for more bed space at Tornillo.
We now have the largest number of children in shelter in the history of the program.
Mark Greenberg worked in the Obama administration's Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS. He helped oversee the migrant child program.
But it's not because arrivals are at a historic high. It's because it is taking much longer for children to be released from the shelter system.
One reason, says Greenberg, is because some of the children's relatives are reluctant to claim them. HHS is now sharing sponsor information with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. ICE has arrested at least 40 sponsors.
Really appreciate it.
Mark Weber is a spokesman for HHS. He acknowledged that their stricter vetting process is causing delays.
We don't want to place a child in a home where there's a potential threat. So we have to balance speed with safety.
Weber also blamed the delay on the influx of children crossing the border. Their numbers are slightly up from last year, but still significantly below the record high set in 2014.
The government is running an emergency shelter at a time when there is no emergency.
Jennifer Podkol is a director of policy for a legal organization that represents kids in immigration court.
It's still not in the best interest of the child to be separated from caring family and in a stable environment outside of detention.
Kids who are close to being released to their sponsors are moved to Tornillo to free up space at other, more permanent shelters. More than half of them, close to 900, are waiting on the results of fingerprint testing on their sponsors before they can go home. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz-Uribe in Tornillo, Texas.